Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site. That's under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website at the university is weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. It's the fourth day of November 2022. You know what? Really kind of looking like a spring day across the area as we're dealing with light rain showers as expected. Light rain, cloudy skies, and even a little light rain and drizzle in some spots this morning. All this is a result of low-level moisture, which has been very efficiently returned off the Gulf of Mexico. A pretty good south-southeast wind over the last day or so. What's all this reacting to? Folks, a major area of upper-level low pressure, which has come across the desert southwest, the Four Corners region, and as it's now making its way from the southern Rockies into the southern plains, that has set the stage. The moisture has now come north out of the Gulf of Mexico. Now what? The upper-level storm system and an associated surface cold front underneath it is going to be making its way across the area sometime late this afternoon into this evening for Austin and for South Central Texas. Folks, that upper-level storm comes in. Here comes the cold front. There is your atmospheric lift that you need, part of the recipe for severe weather. We have the dew points in place, high dew points, high low-level moisture. In addition, the atmosphere is going to grow increasingly unstable during the day. In fact, much more unstable by about 3 to 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. And then, of course, as the lift comes in, we add a little daytime heating on top of all that. The atmosphere basically is going to allow for strong thunderstorm development. Now, for now, just the rain showers, and those will continue into the afternoon, maybe into early and mid-afternoon, and they may actually congeal a little bit to the east of Austin. You watch radar this afternoon, you may be watching showers off the east and think we've missed the show. Folks, the front's still to the northwest, and it is not forecast to cross the I-35 corridor until sometime, I think, between 7 and 8 o'clock this evening. So what's going to happen as it approaches? Folks, it's a little bit up in the air at this point. We do know there will be severe weather today. The National Weather Service, the Storm Prediction Center up in Norman, Oklahoma, has posted an enhanced risk of severe weather. Folks, that's an SPC category three out of five. And folks, that's pretty good risk of severe weather, including a few significant tornadoes possible, mainly to the north and east of Austin this afternoon. So we've got to watch that closely, in addition to the hail and a strong thunderstorm wind threat as well. But the question really is, I think, where is this stuff going to develop? Where is it going to develop? Overhead, is it going to develop to the west or the east? And the real answer to that, I think, really is the fact that probably we don't know exactly at this point. I think we'll know more as the afternoon goes along. But I'll tell you, looking at the high resolution short-range model guidance, it is a crapshoot as to where this stuff's going to develop. But where it develops, those storms are likely to become severe pretty quickly and begin to produce frequent cloud-to-ground lightning with a relatively quick onset in addition to all of our severe weather risk. It is likely, I want to let you know this, that severe thunderstorm and or tornado watches, and again, I'm talking about a watch now, will likely be needed for parts of our area by the time we get into mid, more likely late afternoon into the evening hours. Once the front passes, by the way, 7 to 8 o'clock tonight, the severe weather threat will end. So, in short, I need everyone to remain weather aware today. A couple of things that I want to tell you that I'm really certain of today is, again, the thunderstorms that will develop rapidly around the I-35 corridor, 5, 6, 7 o'clock this evening, are going to come very close to Austin. It's going to be developing right basically over the I-35 corridor. Will it develop more, maybe 10 or 15 miles west of I-35? In that case, we all get rain and stormy weather as it moves east. If it develops right overhead of Austin, then maybe Austin Metro and the areas east to get the rainy, stormy weather. And what if it develops out east, out over parts of Milam and eastern Williamson, Bastrop County? But guess what? We miss out here in Austin, and the stormy weather moves north and eastward from there. So there's still a lot of question about exactly, not so much when it's going to develop, because I think, again, 5 to about 8 o'clock this evening, but exactly where it develops. And for some folks, it's going to be disappointing because you'd hope to get a little rain out of this. But, of course, our biggest consideration today is the severe weather. Again, the highest risk to the northeast of Austin. Again, once and where the thunderstorms develop, remember, you got outdoor plans. Considerable cloud-to-ground lightning will be a hazard. And as I mentioned, it will likely be quick onset. Folks, not a big flooding issue due to the dry conditions and fast-forward movement of the storms. I just don't expect that to be an issue. And again, once the cold front passes, we'll get into a drier, cooler, more stable weather pattern. The rain and rain showers and isolated lightning strikes will end within an hour, hour and a half after the front moves to the east. Once it does, we're in for a pretty good weekend. I will tell you, though, that the front is going to be short-lived. It's coming back north as a warm front tomorrow night, Saturday night into Sunday. Doesn't mean any bad weather, but it does mean noticeably more humid on Sunday. Clouds return to some degree, maybe even an isolated shower on Monday. And then we keep basically that same pattern with above average temperatures through a good chunk of next week. Maybe some cooler weather by the end of next week and into the following week. Again, a good day to remain weather aware for Austin and for South Central Texas. Just have several sources of weather information as we go into the late afternoon to the evening hours, and we'll get through this just fine. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, the fourth day of November 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and my seven-day forecast. That's on the website. I'll do that again on Monday morning. I'll take the weekend off. Again, be safe today. Be weather aware. We'll talk again early next week.